Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, ketika Anda melakukan olahraga, penting untuk sebelumnya melakukan pemanasan. Mengapa hal itu penting? Untuk membahas secara lengkap mengenai hal ini, SBS Indonesian berkesempatan mewawancarai Andrew Iliff, seorang fisioterapis di Sydney yang telah berpengalaman selama 15 tahun menangani atlet profesional maupun masyarakat umum dengan spesialisasi di bidang penguatan dan pengondisian fisik. Dalam kesempatan kali ini, Andrew menjelaskan tentang mengapa pemanasan sebelum berolahraga itu sangat penting. Pemanasan berguna untuk meningkatkan kemampuan otot dan membantu memusatkan perhatian secara mental. Andrew mengatakan, jika otot menjadi lebih siap bekerja dan tendon menjadi lebih lentur, hal-hal tersebut dapat membantu mencegah cedera.
My name is Andrew Iliff. I'm a physiotherapist in Sydney, Australia. I've been working as a physio for 15 years across disciplines of sport, musculoskeletal, and as a university lecturer. I've worked with elite athletes and everyday athletes for the last 15 years, and my specialty area is strength and conditioning and sports-based physiotherapy. A couple of reasons. One is that from a mental point of view, it allows us to focus in on the activity that we're going to be doing. So that's an important factor leading into sport or exercise. Then from another point of view, and probably our biggest lever, it's muscle temperature. Muscles particularly sensitive to temperature rises. So, for example, for a sprinter, each Celsius degree of rise of muscle temperature from warming up, we get an improved sprint and power output of roughly 2 to 5%. So the performance is actually better when we're warm. Then from a point of view, if we get better motor unit recruitment, so that's actually how the muscles are firing. So when we warm up, we actually prime those muscles and we get them to fire better and recruit better. So we actually get better performance there. From an injury point of view, warming up actually increases tendon compliance and improves elastic energy. So it actually aids with running and exercise and weightlifting. So from that point of view, it's important as an injury prevention tool.
Mengenai manfaat secara mental, Andrew mengatakan pemanasan merupakan momen peralihan. Misalnya, sebelum bertanding, seseorang mungkin masih bersosialisasi. Ketika pemanasan dimulai, disitulah fokus mulai terbangun, strategi mulai disusun, dan persiapan mental untuk pertandingan atau latihan benar-benar dimulai.
So particularly, let's say we're going into a sport, which is as we're about to play. You know, it's a time that you come in, you've been socializing with your friends outside, and then the warm-up is a time that you cue in. That's where your players and your athletes really start to focus in on what's happening. From an everyday point of view, that's where someone can start to think about the session they're going to go through. And even if it's in the gym, or if they're going for a jog, or if they're going for touch footy or football down at the park, that's where a time they can actually think about the activity they're doing and how they're going to implement their game plan or how they're going to implement their run, the tactics they're going to apply. So it's really important cueing in. So it actually allows us to begin our process of the event that we're doing or the sport that we're doing.
Kemudian, Andrew menjelaskan bahwa atlet profesional dapat menghabiskan hingga 30 menit hanya untuk pemanasan. Dan hal utama yang dapat diambil maknanya dari pola pemanasan atlet profesional adalah meluangkan waktu untuk pemanasan sangat penting karena dapat mencegah cedera dan meningkatkan performa.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, and let's cue it down into a particular sport. You know, running and athletics are very popular. A lot of the warm-up goes through activation, and this warm-up may actually take 30 minutes that the athlete will do. So they'll go through activation of the muscles, so switching certain muscles on, and then they'll go into actually motor pattern movements. So things that you might have done at PE or in the past you might have thought was silly, your high knees, your butt kicks, things like A-skips, they're all movement pattern exercises that get the athlete cued into how their body's going to be working. And then they will actually gradually build in closer to where they want to be at 100%, not quite at 100%, so that their body's warm, they've gone through the motor pattern, and they've got their brain automatically thinking about the movements they're going to be doing. So if it's advice to anyone, it would be spend that time warming up. So not only does it have an injury prevention effect, but it also has a performance effect. And that's the key difference between people who don't warm up and people who do, is they're spending that time thinking about how they're going to prevent injuries by getting their body ready to go.
Soal cedera, Andrew mengatakan cedera yang paling umum terjadi akibat kurangnya pemanasan adalah cedera otot, terutama pada mereka yang langsung melakukan aktivitas berat tanpa mempersiapkan tubuh terlebih dahulu. Dan jika terlanjur cedera, Andrew mengatakan, langkah pertama adalah segera berhenti apabila merasakan nyeri tajam. Setelah itu, kompres es dalam 12 jam pertama, lakukan kompresi dan elevasi, lalu mulai gerakan secara perlahan. Yang terpenting, temui tenaga kesehatan profesional terlebih dahulu sebelum melanjutkan aktivitas.
Look, I would say from a gym point of view, people often go into deadlifting and they go into deadlifting too heavy without warming up. I would say from a running point of view, the hamstrings are a common one where people haven't warmed up. I do have to say from a scientific point of view, there's only moderate research to show that warm-ups prevent injury. But I would say from a point of view where we see them in clinic is definitely people that do have a good warm-up and are really going through a proper process certainly do have more longevity in their activities than those who don't. Certainly the first thing we always recommend is to stop or modify. So if they're running and they really do feel a sharp pinch or a stabbing pain like a knife being pushed into their leg, it's certainly to stop that activity then and there. At that point, you do want to go through removing yourself from the sport. There is conflicting evidence of whether or not we ice it or don't. So, you know, some research says that you should apply ice, some that says you don't. As a clinic, we still do the ice and we apply ice in the first 12 hours. We compress it, we elevate it, and then we gently start moving it. But we'd always recommend a referral and seeing someone prior to starting to move it. But you do want to generally get things moving quicker.
Andrew juga mengatakan pemanasan perlu disesuaikan dengan jenis olahraga yang akan dilakukan. Setiap olahraga memiliki kebutuhan pemanasan yang berbeda, tergantung pada bagian tubuh mana yang paling banyak digunakan.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, let's just say you're going into tennis versus, say, sprinting. With tennis, you would have more of a rotator cuff shoulder-based warm-up as well as lower body. With sprinting, you would have more movement patterns, and more lower body than you would, say, with an upper body. And then if you were looking at, say, rugby or something like that, you would then include contact drills as well that would include warming up the body and getting ready for that contact that you're going to have during the game. So, you know, each activity definitely has a different warm-up.
Terkait usia, Andrew mengatakan, semakin bertambah usia seseorang, semakin penting untuk meluangkan waktu lebih lama dalam pemanasan karena otot dan sendi sudah tidak sefleksibel sebelumnya. Meski demikian, usia bukan faktor penghalang untuk aktif berolahraga.
You probably spend more time warming up, is what I would say, because, you know, as we do get older, our risk of injury does increase because our muscles and our ligaments and our bones aren't as, supple as they used to be, and our mobility decreases, so warm-ups are definitely more important. So we do want to spend more time doing them. But yes, definitely the exercises that we do over time definitely do change, and through our life stages, they definitely do alter. But, you know, I have to say I've got people in their early 60s who do the same warm-up as 20-year-olds because they've really looked after their body and their body's in really good condition.
Lalu, Andrew mengingatkan kembali kepada para pendengar untuk melihat pemanasan sebagai alat peningkatan performa, bukan hanya sebagai alat pencegahan cedera.
My one piece of advice is don't think of it necessarily as about injury prevention, because people often don't cue into that. And you'll tell them, oh, it prevents injury or it helps prevent injury. That doesn't work, but it actually helps prevent performance. So like I said earlier, you know, each time the muscle is warmer, there is better performance. So think of it as the warmer your muscles are, the better output you are going to get from a performance point of view. So look at it as a performance enhancement tool rather than an injury prevention tool.
Demikian tadi pendengar, laporan mengenai pentingnya pemanasan sebelum berolahraga yang dibawakan oleh Anne Parisiana untuk SBS Indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.